The people that you love the most in your life are probably the people you trust the most. Is that true? Pretty much, right? More often than not, when we have someone or a group of people in our life that we can be totally vulnerable with, trust them with anything, the deep, dark secrets, those are the folks who are closest to us and mean a great deal to us. They're the person that won't judge, won't necessarily give us too hard of a time. And one of the basic needs in life, one of the basic longings of the human heart, is for someone to trust. And many of us are blessed with people here in this life that fulfill that role, to be sure. But regardless, for everybody, that one person that we ultimately long for that trust and faithfulness, is God. In the arrival of the wise men to see the Christ child, God's faithfulness to his people is proven in a very beautiful way. More than 500 years before Jesus' birth, God had promised through his prophet Isaiah that he was going to lead all the nations to share in the light of salvation. He even promised that they would bring gold and incense as gifts. In the Psalms, God made the same promise, saying that the kings of Tarshish and the coasts will pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Saba shall bring him gifts. In spite of some rough history over 500 years that would see war and migrations that rewrote the world map at different times, God did what he said he was going to do. The wise men came from the non-Jewish world, representing all the nations and every human soul that has ever walked the face of this planet. God's faithfulness is not just for some, but for all. God has entered this world not for the few, but for the many. What God has said he was and is going to do for us, his children, has been done. God is all-powerful, and the ups and downs of human history are under his control. What a great message to start off the new year, isn't it? As we're focused on new beginnings, fresh starts, out with the old and in with the new, what a great time to be reminded of God's eternal faithfulness. What a great time to be reminded of where true joy ultimately lies, with God himself. Recognizing God's faithfulness, I hope, gives us great comfort and security. It should, anyway. Because from that also comes joy. Joy in our heart that even in the low ebbs of life, we know that God has not forgotten about us. On our journey of faith, we go through many storms, and except for maybe the youngest of those among us, all of us have been through something at some point in our life. It's our faith and our own trust in God that helps keep focus on the star, as the three wise men did. Even when the winds may buffet us and storms surround us as we're going along, we're able to keep sight on the light of that star, the light of Christ, and have joy in our heart. You've heard me say before that joy is something that goes much deeper below the surface. Happiness is a surface feeling, and it's a good one, obviously, but it's one that can come and go in a week or a day or even in an hour. Joy is something much deeper that is like the depth of the ocean. I learned recently that the ocean reaches depths of more than 36,000 feet. So there's a fun fact if you want to stump somebody. But only about the top 100 feet are affected by violent storms and turbulence. The deeper you go, the calmer it gets. So you see, that's where true Christian joy lies. The deeper we go in our relationship with God, the calmer it gets. I want to tell you a quick story about my favorite saint, John Paul II. This was about a year before he died, and he was in very poor health, of course. He had the tracheotomy, and Parkinson's was getting really bad, all these different things. Couldn't move around much, certainly couldn't speak all too clearly. And an American bishop was in Rome visiting for one of the ad limina visits. You guys may have heard that term. Ad limina visits are visits that bishops of different regions throughout the world, they make them every 5 years, and they meet with the Pope in the different offices in the Vatican. It's kind of like an update or a progress report. So for us, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana, our region last December, last year, went for the five-year ad limina visit. So this bishop is there, and at the end of their meeting, the bishop looked at John Paul and looked kind of sad and said, "Holy Father, it saddens me that this is probably the last time I'm going to see you." And John Paul looked back at him and said with a smile, "Oh, really, Your Excellency? I didn't realize you were having such health troubles." You see, John Paul, through all of his sufferings, was able to keep them in context and to have joy because he always trusted in God's faithfulness. And I think John Paul also reminds us that God doesn't always show his faithfulness by shielding us from the crosses of daily life. Although he does that often enough, to be sure, he always shows us his faithfulness by staying right by our side, sharing our crosses even when they're too heavy to carry. So again, God is that someone our hearts long for and that fills our need for trust. However, trust is a two-way street. God gives us the light, showing us the way, but it's up to us to hop on the journey and to follow. No different than with our earthly friends, trust and faithfulness go both ways. They're foundational for good relationships. And perhaps that is one of our goals for 2021, a renewed trust in God's faithfulness. I can tell you the more we live a life that is faithful to the teachings and morality of the church, participating well in the sacraments and being faithful to our prayer, the more we open ourselves to God's light. Those are the ways in which we journey as the wise men did, following the star. A journey with risks and unknowns, to be sure, but a journey worth taking, nonetheless. And so I'd like to conclude with a prayer from St. Teresa of Avila. "Let nothing trouble you. Let nothing frighten you. Everything passes. God never changes. Patience obtains all. Whoever has God wants for nothing. God alone is enough."